This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back live at NESA Consulting Service in Tioga, North Dakota today. Hour two of What's On Your Mind. I'll give Kathy that mic, and you stay on your mic, and we'll get started. Actually, we have a crowd of folks here waiting for a Talk Radio Town Hall Coffee with Kramer event, so we're going to turn it over to Congressman Kramer and take questions from the audience here. If you do have a question in the audience, just raise your hand, and I'll run over with that microphone that Kathy has right now. And so we can hear you, and of course, all of our listeners on the air, just like you regularly do on our Wednesday Talk Radio Town Hall. You can call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Just think bacon, think tangy summer sausage, think teardrop ham, and you'll remember that number, and your mouth will be watering, and you'll call the phone on the Talk Radio Town Hall. So, it is without any further ado that I turn things over to the folks here at the NESA Consulting Service and Congressman Kramer and Kathy Nesset, our wonderful host. Thank you, Kathy, for hosting us. Appreciate this very much.
Well, Scott, thank you very much for being here. And Kevin, welcome to Tioga. Summertime in Tioga. This is really where you get to, you know, to meet the people. Let's have the discussion and welcome.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for your hospitality. Thanks for your service to the community with this tremendous facility that you make available, not just for your corporate and business needs, but for community needs as well. And so it's a perfect place to have Coffee with Kramer. Let me give you a little background about Coffee with Kramer. So I learned growing up in the little town of Kindred, North Dakota, in the Red River Valley. And my wife is from Candu, and a little town in the north central part of the state, northeastern part of the state. I actually was born in Rolla. My dad was also from Candu, my mom from Minnewaukan. One of the things I learned about growing up in rural North Dakota is that every problem in America is easy to solve. In fact, they all get solved twice a day, mid-morning, mid-afternoon, over coffee. Now, the problem is it's the same problem in the afternoon as the one that we solve in the morning. But that said, what I learned was that over a cup of coffee, unless, of course, you lost the roll of the dice and had to pay that day, is over a cup of coffee that people really were at their best in terms of discussing issues. Now, that, along with the fact that coffee starts with a C and so does Kramer, makes for kind of a fun little illustration of what I think a town hall ought to be like. Town halls in and of themselves are not new to politics and certainly to Congress. In fact, and I don't often say this, probably I should say it more often, I remember, you know, as a younger guy and even growing up, people like Congressman and then Senator Mark Andrews, Congressman and then Senator Byron Dorgan, they were prolific town hall guys. They were always out and about holding town halls and hearing from constituents. And some of that had been lost, it seems to me, over the years. So when I got to Congress, I thought, I'm going to try to restore what I think was the intent of the founders when they created the People's House. Remember, they were going to have just a single branch. They thought the three co-equal branches were adequate checks and balance, and that the legislative branch would just be one chamber. But they couldn't decide what it would be. Would it be a House of Lords or would it be a House of Commons? And they settled on, we have to have one of each. And so they created the Senate with their six-year terms and elected in those days by the legislature. Every state had two equal power. They only a third of them would be up every 2 years for re-election so they could look out for the country as opposed to the parochial interests of their constituents. But that they had to have a chamber that where the members had roughly the same representation today, the 435 of us in the People's House each have around 720,000 to 750,000 constituents. Every state gets at least one. By the way, the uniqueness, not uniqueness, but the somewhat unusualness of having only one member of the House from an entire state is really quite profound. It didn't seem like it to me until I got there. And then now that I'm there and you see that 428 of my colleagues represent something less than a state, you really get a sense the other thing you get a sense of is how big a congressional district, an entire state is. But I never feel sorry for myself. I feel sorry for Representative Zinke in Montana. His congressional district's three times the size of mine. But anyway, I want to be true to the spirit of the people's house. The founders wanted the one chamber to all be up for election the same day. So you could fire the whole chamber at once if it was necessary. That they would have a small enough population base that they'd be connected. That they'd wake up every day thinking, boy, you know, election's right around the corner, and I need to look out for what my constituents want as opposed to, you know, the larger issue. And that this additional bicameral legislative process would be an appropriate additional check and balance on this exceptional government of ours. So I set out to have a lot of town halls. Now, many of you probably know that prior to being elected to Congress, I served nearly 10 years on the North Dakota Public Service Commission. And we have a wonderful law in North Dakota that requires the Public Service Commission to hold hearings whenever there was a pipeline, a transmission line, a wind farm, a rate case, if your rates are going up or being proposed to go up, a gas plant. I cited the expansion of the Hess plant here in Tioga. That you had to have a hearing in the community that was affected by the construction or the investment. Well, that was very wise because it forced all of us out. We didn't get to have the hearing in the 12th floor, 13th floor, 12th floor of the Capitol, but or in some hearing room in the Capitol. We had to get out to the communities and have the hearings. It made it convenient for people to attend. And guess who shows up at hearings? The judge always calls them protesters. so the commission would come, the judge, the lawyers for both sides, the engineers and the professional witnesses from both sides, and then angry people. People who didn't like, or at least had good suggestions on where the pipeline should go as opposed to through their land, or where the wind turbine should be as opposed to their neighbor's land, and all of these things. And guess what I found out is that when you go to a community where people have opinions and you listen to them, you get some really good ideas. My favorite was the original Keystone Pipeline, since pipelines are in the news these days. I'll never forget going to Grafton, and when the mayor of Park River said, you know, I'm not an expert, but this pipeline is set to go right under the aquifer that feeds, that provides the drinking water for the city of Park River. It might be better if it was moved over, and don't you suppose they moved it over? But the best, my favorite, and this is so North Dakota, I love it so much. This farmer came up to us, and he was just as nice as could be. He said, you know, I don't know a lot about putting in pipelines, but I would think it would be easier to avoid large deposits of rock. Yeah, no, you just, don't you love it? And he said, so you're going right through a root, like the biggest gravel quarry in eastern North Dakota. If you moved it over like a half a mile, it'd be much better. And guess what they did? They moved it over half a mile. And I'm not sure that the engineer who designed the route kept his job or not. But anyway, but it was great prairie wisdom, you know, from somebody who knows the land. So anyway, the point of it is, this is where stuff happens. This is where good ideas come from. I did not learn how to put a really good wetland mitigation amendment on the farm bill. Listening to experts in Washington, believe me. And yet that's exactly what we did. And so I come out and about. Now, as it turns out, I have the most town halls of any member of Congress. I didn't set out to do that. I just set out to get, gain the benefit of collective wisdom of people I work for. But according to Legistorm, which is a sort of a Washington watchdog, congressional watchdog group, I've had 122 more, town halls since getting elected and taking office in 2013 than my next closest colleague. And all I can say is too bad for them. You know, too bad for my colleagues, because this is not a burden. This helps me. And plus it energizes me a little bit. So with that, Scotty, between the folks here and the folks on the radio, I'm just going to open it up. I never introduce a topic. I just prefer that we talk about what you want to talk about. Rather than what I want to talk about. Otherwise, I'll ramble for an hour, and I won't get to your issues. So with that, anybody have something on their mind right out of the chute that they would like to have me address? I'm capable of talking for an hour. But I prefer to talk about what you want to talk about. Or if you want to vent. That happens a lot at these things, too. And that's okay, too.
That's therapeutic.
It's very therapeutic. That's what I say. I have a social work degree.
We have a question on the phone that I'll go to first here, and then we'll see if anybody in the audience here wants to ask a question. Christina has a question on global warming. Christina, go ahead for Congressman Kramer.
Okay, my questions were not necessarily for Congressman Kramer, but I was going to say that I do realize that this global warming is a hoax, and I'm an educated, evidence-based person, and my background includes physical science, chemistry, environmental science, and health. And I am outraged at the attempt of the government and various organizations to use global warming and various kinds of pollution to shut down fossil fuel industries.
Okay, that's a good place to start. You're talking about informing.
I appreciate that. I appreciate what she says. And here's what I would say. Global warming, whether it's a hoax, as the caller calls it or not, I fear the solutions that are being presented by the administration way more than I fear global warming, even if it's true in its most extreme form. I think there are a number of levels of agreement on this issue.
Short break. Back with more of the Congressman Kramer's answer to your question, Christina, and the questions from the audience, too, from NESA Consulting Service in Tioga today with a talk radio town hall on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
800-228-0550. Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. We are excited to offer scholarships for full-paid registrations for up to 26 North Dakota soybean producers to attend the world's top agricultural bioscience international conference, making its first USA appearance in Fargo, North Dakota, September 18th through the 21st. Themed Better Food, Better World, ABIC 2016 will focus on how public and private research collaborates by using science to solve issues related to the increasing demand for food. Attendees will hear from university researchers, private sector scientists, independent researchers, and others who are applying for practical use of science to impact health and nutrition and make a difference in feeding the world. If you're interested in applying for a scholarship to attend, please contact the Soybean Office at 701-239-7194 by August 20th.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Do you want to save money? Get rid of your landline, but keep your home number. OurOldNumber.com. It'll forward the calls to your cell phone. Friends call your home number, and they can reach anybody in your family. Yes, even your son at college. Keep your home number and eliminate robocalls. There's no equipment to buy or install, and you don't even need internet. Go to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Yeah, you ain't nothing but a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine.
Back in Tioga today, in case you forgot, last hour we mentioned today is the anniversary of Elvis' death, 1977. Elvis died on this day, so we have a little Elvis bumper music going today on the program, brought to you in part by our friends at B-Mobile, where you can get Hum. What a great piece of technology Hum is. It's the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer, offering features like roadside assistance. It has diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free, Bluetooth calling. And for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment. The activation fee and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. Be mobile everywhere you are, at home, the lakes, or beyond. Find a location near you at bemobile.com. Connect to communicate at bemobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. We're in Tioga today at NASA Consulting Service. Beautiful facility, community center here. Congressman Kevin Cramer has a group of folks here in a talk radio town hall Coffee with Cramer event. And we welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Folks here will be able to ask questions, and also on the air, if you are listening and like to call in a question, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. You can also text us at 701-226-8503. I think you had a little more of your answer on global warming to Christina. Right?
In fact, I thought this would be a good time. You know, Christine was talking about global warming and whether it was a hoax or not, and I was telling the group here that, you know, we just passed the Interior Appropriations Bill in the House of Representatives, where we put a halt to a whole bunch of the regulations aimed at killing fossil fuels as somehow America's attempt to stop global warming, as though it's our responsibility, even if you believe it is true, and that somehow unilaterally we could do that. Well, one of the things I learned when I was on the Science, Space, and Technology Committee, I currently serve on the Energy and Commerce Committee, which is an exclusive committee, so I'm not allowed to have a second committee assignment. But when I was on Natural Resources, I was also on Science Committee. One of the things we learned on the Science Committee is that if the United States ceased to exist, so, in other words, there's no United States. There are no power plants. There's no fracking or flaring or automobiles or factories or homes or even cattle flagellating in the pasture. None of that exists in the United States of America. By 2050, the result would be a lowering of global temperature 0.08 degrees. So you have to ask, is it worth destroying the United States of America for a reduction of 0.08 degrees? Globally by 2050, and I have to say the answer is no. So it's just really a silly, silly thing, political agenda that's happened. I wanted to point to something that the House Republicans put out. This is a very small document called A Better Way, but it is really the outline of many documents that House Republicans put out to deal with everything from the economy, which is what I want to talk about in a minute, restoration of constitutional rights, how to deal with a national security, a better fix to health care. It's an aggregate of a whole bunch of work done by a whole bunch of members of Congress and committees and whatnot. My contribution to it is largely in a better way to grow our economy. And I bring it to you in response to Christine's question, because a lot of a better way to grow our economy focuses on the reining in of regulations. It's estimated that regulations are costing our economy about $2 trillion a year. $2 trillion, that's with a T. It's hard to wrap your mind around trillions of dollars with $2 trillion. Now, you when you look at our deficit and our debt, you look at our other challenges, the depletion of our military assets and things like that, our readiness, national security readiness, and you think about what $2 trillion more dollars into our economy would do for that, not to mention, you know, insolvency, you know, pending insolvency, things like Social Security, Medicare, and our other priorities. I think a better way to grow our economy is a good place to start. And there are several ideas in here that I brought directly from my work on the Public Service Commission in North Dakota, because at the Public Service Commission in North Dakota, we do not presume everybody to be bad. We presume business to be good, but we want a light-touch, appropriate regulatory regime and oversight that protects people and the environment in a appropriate way. But the real hallmark of this, and it's not brain surgery, is that we are calling on more state regulation where it belongs constitutionally and historically, and where states can do a much, much better job understanding. Again, that's not just with energy, but a lot of this does focus on energy. It includes everything from internet and telecom and other things as well, agriculture. Scotty.
We have more calls waiting on the phone, but
anybody else? We have one here.
Let me go.
We have a little. Yeah.
The mic. We'll go here first.
Absolutely.
Get you on the line. Says we. We'll go back and forth here.
Yeah, Jeffrey Wagen from Botno. To answer that lady on that for the global warming, I wish people would realize and pay attention that our Earth is on an axis, and our axis is rotating, and we have tectonic plates which move the Earth around. So when we're being forced in our livelihoods and taxation to pay for this global warming. It's only for a few people who have money interest into selling products to people. And so they're pushing the political parties to get the buy this product when it's a natural occurring deal for this earth to go through these cycles. It's just like the representative saying that, you know, it was ice age and stuff. Well, we were in ice age for how many thousands of years, and now we're into a bit of a global warming, and it's going to go back. You know, we're oil was caused by vegetation and decaying matter to where, which is 30,000 feet underground. So the earth has covered itself and rotated itself out. So I wish the American people would realize that this isn't about a global warming issue. It's about a few people making billions of dollars and stop crushing a person like me who's trying to survive in this world. I would like to also say that if everybody would just stop and look at every creature that's walking on the face of this earth, whether it be two-legged, three-legged, or four-legged, there's two things that creature's doing. It's trying to feed itself and try to find some housing for itself. And we cannot survive without those two things. And yet, somewhere along the line, as our human nature has said that, just a few people get to work, and the rest of us will give you money. I've worked very hard all my life to get to where I'm at today, and I'm tired of being crushed by political, very wealthy billionaires. And I need to feed my family, and I need to live. I have a short period of time on this life, and then I'll be dead and turned to oil or whatever, too. But I'm tired of being forced into paying for this and forced into paying for that, and then not being able to feed my family, and then I got to go and beg people to feed my family. Just would everybody just stop and read and understand things and stop forcing my family out onto the street. Thanks.
Okay, do I love Coffee with Kramer or what? That was great, Jeff. Thank you, because oftentimes I think this discussion becomes a very theoretical one, doesn't it?
It's not theoretical.
It's the I understand you're not theoretical, but I mean, out there, out in Washington and in New York, it becomes theoretical, and they don't think about exactly what you're talking about, and that there are real people attached to this. Some of my most fun moments in Congress are when I have an egghead, excuse me, all the scientists in the room, on the witness stand, and they start talking theoretically, you know, and I'm like, yeah, but I mean, I know people who turn their single truck into an industry in North Dakota. I know people who turn their
more at the talk radio town hall from Tioga. NASA Consulting Service with Congressman Kevin Kramer after this timeout.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
And we are back in Tioga. NASA Consulting Service, Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Calls welcome on the air, as always, by calling us at 800-228-0550. And for those folks in the audience as well, I'm going to give you the handheld so you can be both bring this around. This one will work a little better. And maybe repeat your question for the gentleman from Crosby on the EPA.
So he asked, what can be done about the EPA? So these large, broad administrative or authorizing bills, we have to become more prescriptive. In other words, it's not enough anymore for Congress just to say, here are the broad standards of the Clean Air Act. You write the rules. We have to say, here are the rules. And by the way, here's what the Clean Air Act is supposed to do, but here's what it cannot do. Because they'll always find something more to do. CO2 emissions were never meant to be part of the Clean Air Act. The problem was Congress at the time never said that specifically. So they left it to the administrative agencies to determine what a pollutant is. And the Supreme Court then defers. There's a famous case called the Chevron case, which gave a lot of authority to administrative agencies because they're the, quote, experts. So when you have administrative law, which is what health departments and utility commissions and others administer, they become the judge and jury in that specialty, and rarely do the courts overturn them based on scientific or factual information. So we have to become much more prescriptive. In the meantime, as I said, we've cut the EPA back to pre-1989 levels. However, what we can't do without 60 votes in the Senate and a presidential signature is change big laws. So consequently, while we cut their workforce back, they still, in some respects, that allows them to drag their feet even longer. So we've used the power of the purse up to this point to cut their budget way back. But they still have the same authority, so that just means it takes longer to certify or to issue permits or those kinds of things. So we just got to continue it. What our document, what A Better Way calls for, is a return to states' rights. By the way, that's what the Constitution calls for as well. And we actually have some legislation. I've got some very specific ag legislation that's just starting to get a fair bit of attention that Representative Kristi Noem from South Dakota and I, along with my friend Colin Peterson, ranking Democrat on the Agriculture Committee from Minnesota, have introduced relating to farmland, wetlands, and wetland delineation, and taking the bureaucracy and giving them very short timelines to finish their work. And if they don't finish their work in the timeline, the default is to the benefit of the landowner, not to the benefit of the bureaucracy. We've just simply got to rein in all of the agencies, the EPA, of course, chief among them, but there are a whole bunch of others as well, OSHA, Interior, whole bunch of other agencies. Okay, so we have a call on the radio.
Yeah, let's go to Laurel and Hazen with a question for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Laurel.
Good morning.
Hi, Laurel.
Hi, Scott and Kevin. I don't know that I have a question, but I read something really encouraging this morning. Excuse me, I just ran up and down my stairs here. It was very encouraging because it was really positive about Donald Trump's campaign. And I get really tired of all the poll up and down stuff. Anyway, this is coming from a guy that writes a daily jot. It's a little blog email I get every morning. And he's reporting from a site called Constitution.com. Excuse me, I'm kind of breathless here. Anyway, it says, the media polls are driven by the desire to achieve a certain outcome. That is why you think Hillary is leading Trump by 10 points. If you were paying attention, one of these polls had Hillary up by 15 before the GOP convention. After the convention, Trump was up by 15. That's a 30% jump. Statistically, that's impossible. After the Democrat convention, Hillary was up by 10, a 25% swing. Again, that can't happen. The media is jerking our chain. Do not believe them. The only polls that can be believed are internal polls that are rarely made public. A truly statistically balanced poll taken by Constitution.com paints a totally different picture. Trump is at 67%. Clinton is at 19%. Undecided is 13%. Isn't that interesting?
Well, for me at least, that's very encouraging. But I do think your point is an important one, Laurel. And that is, especially today, I think more than ever, polls, especially media polls, tend to have more of a mission than they have a scientific snapshot of what's happening. And that's okay. The thing I think we can be sure of, and this is where America is, this, like most presidential races in recent history, is really close. It's going to be really close. The unfortunate thing is that it always comes down to so few states. I don't know about you all, but I'm getting a little bit tired of Iowa picking the Republican nominee and Ohio picking the president. You know, there ought to be a few more of us involved in that. And so, but that's what's happened with battlegrounds and Republicans in a presidential year, presidential campaign. Republicans start out way behind just by virtue of the electoral map, based on states that are clearly, you know, one way or clearly another way. So we're really only fighting over very few votes at the end of the day in a general election.
What's your overall sense of this race? Are you confident? Are you concerned?
I don't ever dare be too confident. I was confident Mitt Romney would win. So my sense of it is it's really close. My sense of it is, frankly, that very little matters before Labor Day, if you want to know the truth. I just don't think the public is largely engaged in politics, and why should they be? After all, are not the Olympics the most fun thing on TV? So you know, the reality is that's where people's minds are. And I think after Labor Day we'll get a clearer picture and whatnot. But I think one of the things about Donald Trump I think is definitely true, and this was true of Ronald Reagan, by the way, and that is that he'll always poll lower than where he is because he's so different. He's so new. There's certain he'll always poll low. He'll always poll low because there's certain number of people that just aren't prepared to state their support. I don't know if you remember, but Ronald Reagan was in a very similar situation in 1980. And, of course, we know what ended up happening to him. It was really after the last debate that snowball started rolling.
Anybody else here with a question? Yeah, the audience looks like right over there.
Yeah, here we go.
I'm wondering, are we going to get the 70% of or $70 increase in Social Security? us old people are.
Are you old?
Looked young to me.
Yeah, I don't know. So specifically your question was, are we going to get the $70 increase for Social Security? So what she's referring to is cost of living increases that have been negligible to nothing lately. And the most recent announcement, very low. So we're trying to change I and a number of House Republicans are trying to change the Social Security inflationary index so that there's a better index for you to get regular annual increases, not just Social Security recipients, but veterans, veteran service recipients, various veteran services as well that have also been sort of neglected, if you will. So whether you're not, whether you're going to get it or not, I don't know the answer to that question right now. But we're trying to find a better formula. I don't know why the Social Security Administration or what exactly drives this, but they pay attention to what's known as the Consumer Price Index. You're probably familiar with that. That's sort of the general index that they pay attention to. And the challenge with it, of course, thank you, more coffee. That's what I need. Can't you tell? Is that that has not gone up, and so if that, but you've noticed things have gone up in Tioga, haven't they? I bet the price of your groceries have gone up, and certainly other things, and maybe Tioga is a little bit of an unfair example because things are so unusual here given the proximity in the patch and whatnot. But even at that, even generally speaking, the fact that Social Security recipients aren't getting the cost of living increase, while clearly the cost of living has gone up, even other places in America, to some degree, is inappropriate. So I'm with you on it. I wish I knew the exact answer. Yeah. Okay, she says, so if President Obama can go to Hawaii anytime he feels like we need a little more money. Okay. I'd never accuse the president of being overpaid, whoever he is, but he does have some nice vacations, I've noticed. Anyway, he went golfing yesterday, I saw. That was big news.
Take another call from a listener in Sentinel Butte. Cindy, your question for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm wondering, sir, what it would take to get into the high school curriculums, make every senior have a personal finance class that discusses banking, savings, insurance, the stock market, and retirement planning before they can graduate. And the basis for my question, the reason I'm asking is I heard an ad on the radio for one of those companies that buy out credit card debt and then you pay them. But they actually said during this ad that these companies are going to make you pay this bill. Well, I thought it was always my responsibility to pay my bill if I purchased something. So I think if we'd educate our children in high school before they get out in the world where they can just get a credit card and go crazy, maybe if they had some education in it, we wouldn't have so much irresponsible spending.
Amen. Amen. No, they should teach that one right after they teach civics and the importance of our political system. But so you raise a whole bunch of points. Whether or not that could be an actual curriculum that's required, I don't know, but it certainly ought to be strongly encouraged. But, of course, nowadays all you need is an app, and you can do whatever you want. You can buy whatever you want from your iPhone, and that doesn't help any, right? We know that the further removed we've come from our money and from our spending, whether that's college tuition, Madam Chair of the State Board of Higher Education, or health care, or any other number of things, the further we are removed from our actual money and the outlay of it, the easier it is to spend more than we have. And so you're right on point about that. My wife was actually dean of women for a faith-based recovery ministry at one point. And the biggest thing she found, most important thing she could teach these students that would come in is how to balance their checkbook. Really quite remarkable. Life-changing that was.
When you see the debt that these kids are coming out of college with, a friend of mine had a kid had come out of college with $100,000 worth of debt, but he didn't, he had a really nice car, and he had really nice clothes, and he had really nice furniture that he bought on this student loan money and couldn't pay for it because he never had a job. Well, if you don't teach these kids responsibility and spending while they're young, they're just going to go out and go crazy.
Isn't it a parent's job, though?
Well, so Scott raises the point. Certainly it is, but that said, it'd be at least be nice to have it offered, right, so that you could take it.
Reinforcement.
Because I think a lot of parents need the help as well. And credit counseling after you're in trouble
either.
Is right.
Bank of City, that's right. We have to take a break and come back with more. Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall in Tioga after this.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. A single young passenger, even a sibling, increases a teen's chance of a deadly crash by 44%.
This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting and enforcing passenger limitations for teen drivers.
Absolutely. Limit those passengers. And unfortunately, in North Dakota, we don't have that covered under one of the provisions of the graduated driver's license. So us as parents, I think, have to take control of that, set those rules, set those boundaries for teens, and don't let those teens have passengers, even siblings, in the car so they have time to drive on their own under the best conditions, which are no distractions, and just let them drive and learn how to do what they're supposed to be doing in that vehicle.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver's safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
New York City at Christmas time. Unforgettable. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. My wife, Marie, and I are again this year hosting a trip to New York City for our listeners. It is a tour that includes everything you need to see in New York City. I can't do the itinerary justice in this commercial, so if you'd like the full itinerary, email me, scott@flagfamily.com. We have a great price, great hotel, the Homewood Suites by Hilton, great tour operator. Everything's perfect. Did it last year, and you're going to absolutely love it. We'll see everything from the Empire State Building to the 9/11 Museum and 9/11 Memorial, Little Italy and Chinatown. The Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum is absolutely fantastic. The Fox News Channel, guided tour of Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty, see a Broadway show, An American in Paris, and the Rockettes in Radio City Music Hall. Plus, we added a college hockey game. UND is taking on Boston College. We'll be there in Madison Square Garden. Call Jason at Group Travel Planners, 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com, for details on the great deal to New York City.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We're back at Tioga. NASA Consulting Service, the site of the Coffee with Kramer event, brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them online at secureenergyfuture.org. Arm yourself with the facts on this clean power plan and what will happen to your power bill, what the cost of energy will do, skyrocket, what the cost of everything will do, skyrocket, and we'll have a less reliable grid as well. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Congressman Kevin Cramer answering a question from a member of the audience here. We'll take that and get back to a few more of your calls in this final segment on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
You are seeing the fiery type of pushback you're talking about, and it's happening in the United States, which Donald Trump is certainly a beneficiary of. I wouldn't go so far as to say that it's out of control. I would go so far as to say that I think people are fed up, and they are. They may very well have their say about globalization. You guys, there are certain things we're not going to change. I mean, we as a country grow more food than we can eat. We produce more oil than we can consume. We want to produce a lot more things that more people want. So globalization as a basic tenet is real, because with transportation and production, and we want, that's, it's very real. We want to sell more products to other people, and we want to be able to buy lower cost things from other people. But what we don't want is this global entity controlling us. We don't want to give up our sovereignty to a global entity, and that's what we see happening, either by design in many cases, or just by virtue of sort of lazy democracy in some cases. But I think people like you that stand up and call it out, I think are having their say. I really do. I think it's happening everywhere.
I'll take another call off the air here, or on the phone, and then we'll have time probably for one, maybe two more here. Joni and Bismarck for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hi, I just want to say hats off to the lady who just talked about the balancing the budget. And if they ever get a curriculum, maybe the president and Congress and the senators could take that too, so we could get our own checkbook balanced of our country. Serious.
Hey, thanks for raising that, because I want to. You can't see this on the radio, Joni, but I'm going to show folks here a chart, because this is a real indication of what we're up against. Joni, what I'm showing is a three pie charts, one from 1965, one from 2015, and one from 2026. And in 1965, mandatory spending, that is to say spending that is outside of the control of the appropriators, was at 34%, and 66% was discretionary. Okay, so that's the money that's appropriated by Congress every year. Mandatory includes things like Social Security, Medicare, things are sort of on autopilot, if you will. Well, in 2015, that discretionary number was down to 32%, and the mandatory was 68%. So that means that when we try to balance the budget, and we cut the deficit since Republicans took control of the House anyway, we've cut the deficit by a little over $1 trillion. We're down to about $450 million deficit. But all of that deficit is coming either in cuts. We had cuts 4 years in a row, first time since the Korean War. Cuts out of the discretionary budget. Well, half of that discretionary budget, which is now less than a third of the entire budget, is national defense. So, as you can see, when you start cutting our budget to try and balance it against that mandatory spending, you're talking about most of it's coming out of national defense. By 2026, so 10 years from now, mandatory spending is going to be at 78% at our current rate, with discretionary spending at 22%. So it gets harder and harder to get to balance when you have this mandatory spending or non-discretionary spending on autopilot.
Don't you think that mandatory spending, though, that might be subject to who's looking at that?
Might be subject to what?
To who is choosing what is mandatory.
Oh, yeah, okay, great question. Great point. Thank you. So, kind of, except that it requires a law change to make it less mandatory. In other words, it takes a majority of the House. It takes 60 senators, not just a majority, but 60, and a president that would sign it. So if you start dealing with certain things, for example, Obamacare is under mandatory spending. Mm-hmm. Obamacare has increased our deficit or our debt by they expected $1 trillion-plus in 10 years. That's pretty significant. So you got that. You also have other mandatory spending, little pieces here and there that aren't as large as Medicare and Social Security. But try to fix a little bit of that, and it becomes the greatest political football in America every year.
Well,
I
have a little bit of a question on spending, and I want to get this question in, and I want to tell you a little story about one of your federal agencies. One is, I called the governor's office last week to ask if it's true that North Dakota is on task to get 500 Somalian refugees in, and she told me I would have to call a congressman or a senator, because that's a federal decision, and so I'm wondering if you know anything about that.
I don't believe that's true, but I will check into it. It is federal. However, the federal government often has an agent in the state. In North Dakota, we have that. It's Lutheran Social Services of North Dakota is the state agency or nonprofit that handles that. Mm-hmm. But to get the specific question, I'll have to check into it.
Okay. And then I just want to tell you, I'm guessing that the IRS is under the IRS office here in Bismarck is kind of under your umbrella a little bit.
Well, we have jurisdiction over the IRS.
We have a brand new IRS office up north in a beautiful building, and I'm not opposed to that, but my husband and I are small business owners, and we went up to get a license about 3 weeks ago. We have to get it on our semi, and it's something that we thought we weren't going to use. Walk in, find out that now you have to have an appointment at the IRS office.
Very, very customer friendly. How interesting.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Joni, didn't mean to cut you off, but we are out of time. Thank you, Congressman Kramer.
Thank you.
We'll do this next week, and we'll let the folks wrap up here as well in Tioga. Thank you to all of our listeners. Sorry we didn't get to all of you. There never is enough time for the Talk Radio Town Halls. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
So chances are when I'm not behind the microphone doing what's on your mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story, that's what we are, storytellers. And Talk Radio does it better than any other medium. It's real. It's personal. It's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag. Just give us a call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for me. Or call Jim at KFIRE at 701-255-1234.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.